The Exera EHK baseball team has dropped four out of the last five games to end the regular season of action. Despite the losses for the Spartans, the defense still continues to be one of the big keys to keeping Exera EHK close in games as of late. If Exera EHK starts to become disciplined at the plate, then success will start to follow. Head coach Randy Kelly is hoping that the defense can continue to hold up while the bats start to catch up.
We're going to have a start by producing some runs, finding ways to get on. It doesn't matter if we walk, we get hit. We need to get on the bases and get some opportunities to score. And hopefully we can pick up our pitching a little bit. We've been working on that, so maybe we can throw less walks. And our defense is playing pretty good right now, so I'm okay with that.
Patience is key to a successful team at the plate. In the last four games, the Spartans are averaging under 220 at the plate, which is under the team's overall 230 batting average this season. If Exera EHK can start batting at the plate the same way as they did at the beginning of the season, the postseason may go in their favor.
We're going to have to be patient at the plate, not be swinging at curveballs in the dirt or swinging at pitches over our head. We got a little carried away with that there for a while. We just need to see the ball better at the plate.
The bats will get going with Jaden Pettipier, Jameson Kilworth, and Alex Hansen, who have all been leading the team at the plate. Pettipier is averaging .362 with a .436 on-base percentage and a team-high 13 RBIs. Kilworth is batting .354 with a .479 slugging percentage and a team-high 23 bases, while Hansen is batting .324 with a team-high 510 on-base percentage and has 7 walks on the year. When these three are on point, so are the Spartans.
They're three of the main guys on our team, so, you know, that'll be putting a lot of pressure on them. I mean, they're two of them are seniors and one's a junior. That's a great leader, so, I mean, he could be a senior just as well. So I think they know what's expected out of those three, and there's a couple other guys that are expected. So I think if they're playing well, we will play well.
In terms of defense this year, catcher Chase Schwab has been an ideal player to have behind the plate with a total of 108 putouts and a total of 15 assists. Center fielder Austin Rasmussen has been another key defensive player with just one error and 30 chances while maintaining consistency and control for the Spartan outfield.
Chase Schwab's been doing a great job behind home plate. He's been blocking a lot of pitches and stuff. We need him to keep blocking the way he does. And out in center field, Austin Rasmussen's having a great year. He's only made like one error. So we need him to be the leader in the outfield and keep flying to the ball and making plays.
With the regular season concluded, Exera EHK now looks to their postseason game against IKM Manning. The last time these two teams faced off, Exera EHK fell 3-1 without some of their top players. This time around will look to be the deciding factor between these two teams in the series.
Well, we were missing a couple guys that were gone that week, and we'll have them both back, and we'll be pitching probably one or two pitchers. You know, two different pitchers probably on the evening. So hopefully they'll can throw strikes and we can keep playing defense like we do and shut them down a little bit.
In terms of IKM Manning, the team is averaging .271 at the plate with three hitters hitting above .300. Defensively, the team has a fielding percentage of .899 and their pitchers combine for a .440 team ERA. This is a team that hits well and pitches strikes. Two things that the Spartans will need to be prepared for come Saturday.
They're a pretty good hitting ball club. I don't know what their top pitchers have because regardless, we did not see them. So we're just going to have to see the ball. We're just going to have to pitch like we've been pitching. And Chase is going to have to call a good game behind the plate. And I'll help him out calling plays back there or pitches. We'll just see what situations we're in at the time and we'll go from there.
Exera EHK will have these next few days to practice in preparation for Saturday's postseason matchup against IKM Manning at Coon Rapids Baird High School. That game will start at 5 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.